Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us from the Orange and Backcheck podcast, he also does a little work with me on my website, The Spark, Bill Kornfeld. What's going on, Bill?
How's it going, Vince? You know, just enjoying the early hours, enjoying your show. How are you?
Well, yeah, it's the greatest show in the history of radio. So right. Congratulations to you, and now you're a part of it. You can put it on your obituary when you die. Now, so, Bill, let's start a little bit. Obviously, the Flyers have played a couple of games so far. Yep. Your impression of the Flyers?
Without trying to be too hyperbolic, for a team that was as hot as they were in March and to have a four-month layoff, and now they're back into the swing of things, they look as good as they could possibly be. They dominated a President's Trophy, the best team in the league, Boston Bruins, with a 4-1 win on Sunday afternoon. Vince, I got to tell you, like, there's something special with this Flyers team, and they have the second-best odds to win the Cup. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but they are certainly the best team in the Philadelphia region right now, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. When's the last time you were actually excited about a Flyers team like you are with this one?
Wow. You know, it's probably been 7 or 8 years. Maybe, like, the 2010 Cup run was a lot of fun, and they had a couple years after that before everything started to, like, really hinder what was happening with the development of the team. So it's probably been a good 7 or 8 years, 2011, 2012, that area, that since this Flyers team has really been contending, because they haven't won a playoff series since then, 2012.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and we're talking with Bill Kornfeld from the Orange and Backcheck podcast. You're looking at this team, and you're obviously really excited about it, and you think they're a team that has a legitimate Cup shot. Like, what is it about this team right now that has you so excited, other than the fact that they're just winning games? What is it?
I think it starts with the head coach. First-year head coach, Alain Vigneault, he stepped in after Dave Haxtell was fired in the midseason, and obviously a little bit of turmoil there. But, like, I think when – and you could use this example for the Sixers, too, with Brett Brown. Like, I think there's a scenario that's happening with the Sixers, similar to the Flyers, where a coaching change needs to happen. So once Alain Vigneault stepped in, the talent has always been there for the Flyers. So I think they just needed a change of scenery. A young guy or a young youthful head coach in Dave Haxtell didn't tap into the veteran presence that was in this team, the Claude Giroux and the JVR. So it starts with Alain Vigneault of why this team is performing so well. And he has a historical – his history is exactly that. In his first year as a head coach in these teams that he's coached, he's brought them to the Stanley Cup final, whether it was New York Rangers or the Vancouver Canucks at the time. So it's something about Alain Vigneault that is really special and is able to get through to players like the Flyers to perform at maximum level that they can.
Yeah, and he's up for Coach of the Year. So you yep. love to see that, and obviously the league is recognizing what he's doing as well. But the other thing is, and I got to tell you, Bill, like, watching the game, I couldn't help but just be so thrilled, honestly, to at the end of the game, in the last couple of minutes, as the Flyers are locking up that win against Boston, and they've got the extra man on the ice, and they're taking all these shots, the amount of love that the broadcast was giving Carter Hart just made me feel so good. And what do you make of Carter Hart?
For a guy that's only 21 and now the youngest player in Flyers history as a goalie to win a playoff game, there's not much you can say about this kid other than just spectacular. Like, for a kid as young as Carter Hart to step in a playoff atmosphere, in a pandemic atmosphere with no crowd, and to just stand on his head like he did, he allowed only one goal. Like, if you told me 4 months ago, hey, when Carter Hart plays in his first playoff game, he's only going to let up one goal on 37 shots, I would have told you you're nuts, because as good as Carter Hart is, the goalie position is the most unique position in sports, in my opinion. And it's so tough. It's such a mentally, you need to be so mentally strong, and to throw yourself into the scenario that we did with Carter Hart on Sunday, to perform that well, the Flyers finally have a goalie, and it's amazing to be able to say that, because this kid is going places, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Now, he's no Ilya Bryzgalov, but I will say he's pretty good.
He doesn't care about the universe as much, but he sure does. He can at least play hockey to the level of Ilya Bryzgalov.
Yeah, he's not a space cadet. He's down to earth, and it's a nice thing to see. Now, let me ask you this, Bill, because here's the other thing, too. With the Flyers, it's not just that you got the young kid and the new head coach and a new GM, and the whole thing just feels different and looks different, and it feels real. But you got this story with Oscar Lindblom on the side. I mean, how remarkable is this story, and what are the odds that he actually plays?
Yeah, it's certainly remarkable. Like, for a kid that was diagnosed with cancer, fought through that, rang the bell at the hospital, completed treatments, and is now on the roster. And as you alluded to a couple minutes ago, he's still he's up in Sweden training and is expected to be in the bubble in the coming days. I mean, for a kid that's not as good as Mario Lemieux. But when Mario Lemieux returned from his cancer treatments, and like, it's amazing to see. Like, this is something that wins you, gives you the extra push in the playoffs of the NHL. Like, if Oscar Lindblom comes back to this team, the push it's going to give the team that already has enough push in it to go make a cup run, if you're a betting man or woman, put it all on the Flyers right now if Oscar Lindblom enters that bubble, because they're going to play with some absolute push that we haven't seen for quite some time.
Oh, my God. Bill, I got to tell you, I'm getting chills right now. You just gave me goosebumps, man.
It's amazing. It's simply amazing for a kid that I believe he's 22, 23, off the top of my head. He just signed a fresh contract. I think they were going to sign him whether he was still going through treatments or not. Like, for a kid that's as good as he is and to have to go through that terrible scenario, amazing to see. Just simply amazing for Oscar Lindblom.
Yeah, so let me ask you this now. We've got this hot team, right? They're playing well, and Lindblom could be back soon. What is next for the Flyers? Like, what is their schedule looking like in the next coming days here?
So they're back on the ice tomorrow at 4 on Thursday against Washington. And They're sitting pretty right now, obviously, because of the win against Boston. They're the 2 seed currently. Tampa is the 1 seed with their win. They just need to take one game at a time. Like we've discussed in the past, they're playing with house money. They have nothing to lose they have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So if they're able to win against Tampa, against Washington, I believe that's a lock for the 2 seed, depending on how things play out with Boston and Washington. So we could be looking after Thursday afternoon, the Flyers in a 1-2 seed battle coming up against Tampa on Saturday. And I don't believe the NHL has announced the time of that game. But if they're just able to take one game at a time, see where their feet are, or continue to get their feet together, despite how good they looked on Sunday with that 4-1 win, Boston looked really, really bad. They are a mess of a team. But the good thing is, of how deep the Flyers are, it's amazing that despite how rough they might have looked, they still were able to win 4-1. So they're going to go into Washington with that same attitude. We're just going to roll all 4 lines and see where the chips land.
And it's a team that could be landing in the Stanley Cup Finals. And it was great for you to break all this down. Bill Kornfeld of the Orange and Back Check podcast also works with me at The Spark. You can find it at thesparkblog.net. Bill, thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.